The final investigator I met with was Dr. Howard Hoxter from the Yale School of Medicine, and to begin, he commented on the question of 3 versus 6 months of adjuvant chemotherapy of colon cancer.
So I personally, when I do the 3-month treatment, I started somebody last week on this, I'm trying to give people capox, and that was not my normal practice. I really don't like capecitabine because of the extra toxicity and the need for patients to take it twice a day for 14 days every 3 weeks and all those kind of things. But I have really adopted that as the kind of standard for low risk stage 3.
I'm curious about this patient where you just started on 3 months. What was the patient's situation?
Well, he was a gentleman who had some rectal bleeding, and they found that he had a sigmoid colon cancer that was T3N1, and the N1 was deposit equivalent. There were actually 31 other lymph nodes that were negative, but he's just into the stage 3 category, so I feel pretty comfortable that his cure rate with 3 months of capox will be equivalent. But, you know, for us, it's a little bit new kind of trying to manage the capecitabine because we've tended to always give people the 48-hour 5-FU infusion.
I'm just kind of curious more a little bit about this man. How old did you say he was?
He's 58.
58. Okay, so he's a younger man. And is he the kind of patient that if you said, you know, I've got two possibilities here. One might be a tiny, tiny better. Is he the kind of patient who says, I don't care what kind of toxicity it is, just give me everything, or more like, I want to maintain quality of life?
Well, you know, it's hard to say in this situation what the quality of life issues are. I mean, the CAPE could have more side effects than the 5-FU, but it's 3 months and less long-term neuropathy. So I actually told him that we could do the regular 6 months, but I think that the shorter course is really the equivalent in his case, and he was willing to accept the shorter course and take the pills. And I believed also that he would be very compliant with taking his capecitabine.
Well, let me ask you, if you see a benefit with capecitabine, and it's always been interesting how U.S. investigators don't like capox, and for the same reasons that you were just mentioning. But if you think there's a slight benefit, you know, in the lower risk patients, then why wouldn't you give it to a higher risk patient too?
Well, the data showed that even with the 6 months, it doesn't really pan out to be much better. It's really in the 3 months that you see a much better outcome with the capecitabine compared to FOLFOX.
I mean, globally, do you believe that chemotherapy causes a relative risk reduction in general? That, for example, I don't know, you know, 3 months with CAPOX, maybe you're looking at, say, 5% relative risk reduction or 10% at the most difference. Do you think that that then, whatever it might be, if that's what it is, you then could just apply it across the absolute risk so that if it's a lower absolute risk, you get less benefit, higher, or you don't think it works that way?
Well, I think that's a question that we've debated a lot. I tend to believe that the relative risk reduction is the same, be it stage 2, stage 3. So today with stage 2, people appear to be at higher risk by either pathologic or oncotype, whatever, I will also offer them adjuvant therapy. So yes, I think the relative risk reduction is the same. You know, if it's stage 2, low risk stage 3, or high risk stage 3, but giving 3 months of treatment may not be the equivalent for the higher risk patients.
So any stage 2 patient you treat, you're going to treat for 3 months now?
I would, yes.
Okay, well, that's at least a practical personal guideline anyhow. We'll see how
right.
It actually plays out in practice.